Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
An old fortress some 20 miles southwest of the Dead Sea in Israel today has been called one of the most spectacular finds of recent decades in all Israel. Archaeologists have unearthed the walls of a massive Iron Age fortress built about 800 BC, which are some 300 feet on each side and had massive towers on each corner. Okay, you may be thinking, why get excited over a pile of very old rocks in a desert? Good question. And the answer goes deeper than archaeology. It embraces the historical trustworthiness of the Bible at the same time. Historians got excited when the old fortress was clearly identified as that which belonged to one of ancient Israel's most bitter enemy. Archaeologists got excited when they discovered an old Edomite shrine with some 67 bowls or cultic images on them. Scholars of the Bible got excited because they recall the prophecies of both Isaiah and Obadiah, two prophets of the 8th century, who predicted that Edom and its power would be absolutely smashed to pieces. I get excited when I see another instance when the spade of the archaeologist has confirmed the historical record, reminding us that what you find in this book is authentic and historical. Among the ruins at En Hatziva, where the fortress and the cultic shrine are located, were found seven large limestone incense altars decorated with human-like figures, places where incense was offered. The artifacts, which archaeologists found, were all placed in a pit and smashed to pieces, obviously by someone who wanted to destroy them entirely. Imagine their surprise, some 2,500 to 2,800 years later, if those who stomped them so thoroughly could only see them today, reconstructed painstakingly by archaeologists. Historians are often surprised to find something belonging to an ancient culture within territory which belonged to the kingdom of Judah. Travelers to the Middle East today identify the rosy red city of Petra as the home of the ancient Edomites. But Petra in Jordan today is a long ways from En Hatziva, which seemingly proves that the Edomites had extended their influence and power far into territory that belonged to Israel. There are a lot of unanswered questions, but we do know two things. First, the very presence of the Edomites was abhorrent to Judah. Edomites had, on at least three occasions, refused to let Israel pass through their territory when they came into the Promised Land. This has never been forgotten. Then the gods of the Edomites, including their images and deities, were repulsive to Israel. The first of Moses' Ten Commandments outlawed the worship of any other god, and the second restricted making images. If what archaeologists have found gives you greater confidence as you pick up your Bible and read, then so be it. God's timetable is different from ours, yet what he says, whether it be in relationship to individuals, nations, or the world, will eventually take place. With that confidence, Isaiah wrote, "Grass dries up and flowers wither when the Lord's breath blows on them. Yes, people are like grass. Grass dries up, flowers wither, but the word of our God will last forever." Can we learn from the mistakes of bygone generations? I hope so. Because if we repeat their failures, there is no hope for our children.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.